Blog Talk Radio. Cyberbullying happens all too often against car accident victims through harassment and intimidation tactics. Unfortunately, many cyberbullies are skilled at this craft. In order to protect yourself, learning is important as a deterrent tool. Bullies may not think they are leaving a trail, but the crumbs are there and someone will be able to track them. Don't be discouraged by it. Realize your focus is on you, not to engage harassment. Staying on track meets daily needs and reduces the impact of the harassment on your life. Remember, the most important person in this equation is you. Thank you for joining me, Estra, this September 28th, 2013, for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio and Estra's TV, currently featured on YouTube under Estra's Vlog. Make sure not to be diverted to another link. My official website is Estra, pronounced Estra, so go to Estra's Blog Tips on Blogger for a listing of all legitimate links. This is your car accident show, sharing information and concerns that help you, family, friends, and communities from an injured person's perspective, meaning the person hurt in a traffic collision. Today's topic will be on you and cyberbullying after a car accident. The online attacks of fake links on search engines, fake user followings on social media sites, and constant tracking and threats means having good security software on your computer is important. Make sure to use the secure section of HTTPS instead of just HTTP for secure connections and ensure you are not being redirected to imitation sites in order to gain passwords and access to your information. Always be your best advocate for self-protection and realize sooner or later they're going to mess up. Be prepared to document it. Also in our program today is personal injury in the news, providing comments on events and holidays of the coming week, and my commentary on you and cyberbullying after a car accident. Last but not least, discussions on articles related to our topic. Harassers' perceptions may be warped by their own belief in their power and greatness. The good news is everyone has power and greatness. Individuals must be willing to use it and stand up to harassment and intimidation. Unfortunately, many people subjected to the cruelty of this behavior by being silent, which in my opinion is a decision that will increase the negative behavior. This is illegal in most cases, and the part that isn't should be. Cyberbullying has no right to be in your life in the first place. From my perspective, this is a mean, vindictive behavior by individuals or corporations that want their way, regardless of the moral and fair ways to handle disagreements. In this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being in a car accident are up for discussion. Dial 718-766-4385 to share your comments on you and cyberbullying after a car accident. Again, that's 718-766-4385. The after show number has changed. Make sure not to use it because it won't be Talking About You with Estra answering. Place your comments at Talking About You with Estra on Facebook or tweet at Estra's Radio Show on Twitter. If watching on YouTube, make sure to leave a comment. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio or Estra's TV, YouTube user Estra's Blog. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington. Other notable mentions this week. Will the U.S. government be shut down this week? Some say yes. Others say no. I would ask, how did we get to this position in the first place? In my opinion, it's been a lack of cooperation, with most of Congress looking out for self or corporate interests. Has President Obama done anything wrong that would cause the refusal to work with him in our best of interests? the suffering the average American citizen has experienced from the worst Congress in U.S. history may take generations to overcome. And recent graduates must try to forge a new career path created and developed by them in order to become more self-sufficient. Because legislation has taken away many of the protections that would have provided jobs and therefore incomes that paid a living wage, allowing for their survival and a future. Regardless of whether Congress does the right or wrong thing by shutting down the U.S. government, your choice will remain to vote these people out in 214 that hinder our leaders from doing their job of protecting American citizens and putting people in who remember the value of morality, integrity, responsibility, and compassion. Perhaps turning a few of them into middle-class Americans will help them see the other side when protections are dissolved and suffering increases. Are you registered in 214? It's important. Have you gone out to healthcare.gov online yet? It's the only way to learn truth from fiction. When money is used to bully, intimidate, or trick people, someone has way too much power. Now, our personal injury section for the week. As we are moving into the fall season, soon many areas will begin facing icy roads. Black ice or just plain old icy roads can turn a relatively safe road into a deadly opponent. Wearing your seatbelt along with reduced speeds can provide the chance needed to escape a dangerous event, including facing another vehicle in a collision. Make sure air in the tires are at a correct pressure and have enough tread. It really is indeed the little things that make a difference, so do not discount their importance. Start winterizing your car before it's required. Therefore, when old man winter arrives, you'll be ready. No one can predict when an event on the road will occur. The things we can do in hopes of having a safe outcome is well worth the effort. Do you know the safety rating on your vehicle? It's easy enough to check online. Have you checked for any recalls from the manufacturer? These are very important to do. Life is an adventure each day. In fact, make sure to do something big or small to personalize it just for you. When eyes are closed at bedtime, realize it is a special gift to do it all again. Drive safely. This week's car accident mentions include two accidents, one from LA Times, which is fiery collision on 10 freeway, snarls the traffic near downtown LA. And you never know when that's going to happen, so having that fire extinguisher on hand is important. And the second one is by the Baltimore Sun, and it says three killed in Baltimore crash after police attempt traffic stop. It's amazing how we seem to be hearing more and more about police trying to stop people instead of it being just a regular, you know, bad moment for the citizen that they're trying to fine or arrest. It seems like there's more and more death that surrounds us. We have to realize that we're living in very difficult times and that people are very stressed out because the resources for the middle class just isn't there. There is really no middle class. It's just people who are poor and people who are more poor. Make sure that you realize that people are at emotional heights that they would normally not be if they were able to have a place to live, food in their bellies, a job to go to. Currently, for some reason, our leadership in this country doesn't see it as an importance for the rest of the people, including disabled. In my opinion, that needs to change. So make sure that you do register to vote in 214, regardless of the obstacles placed in your way, to jump over those so that our country continues to be in the hands of those who it was meant for. Now for my commentary on you and cyberbullying after a car accident. Imagine spending time researching medical concerns and seeking out new research ideas of today and on the horizon. Then all of a sudden, remarks are made to harass and intimidate through social media, emails, blog posts, calls, text messages on cell phones, on engine searches, attempts to break internet connections, directives to fake sites, just to name a few. Harassment such as this requires an adequate software, antivirus, spyware, maliciousware on your computer, to mention just a few. Retaliation, in my opinion, could be a driving force for this behavior, yet the number of reasons may be many. The interruptions and delays in your day, from my perspective, are meant to disrupt and to render you emotionally impaired. But don't allow them to do that. Realize that those are external forces that come towards you. They can maybe slow you down. They can also maybe allow you not to be able to get something done for a short period of time. But as long as you do not give up, repeat, as long as you do not give up or give in or let them psychologically harm you, because remember, this is not something you're doing to you. This is something they're attempting to do. So you don't have to internalize this as being a part of you whatsoever. This is them, and this is their behavior. This is their burden to carry, not yours. Spend time, actually, when you're on the internet trying to go to secure sites that used to have the HTTPS instead of the HTTP. Try to use the HTTPS as much as possible. Make sure to check your browser settings, because if you'll go out and take a look at those, you might see there's a lot of play things that are tracking you and stick you that you don't actually want there. And so make sure that you actually spend some time looking at what those settings are. However, do not give up using time on internet. Disabled people many times are at home, and this provides a tool to research, learn, play, or socialize. Therefore, do not let cyberbullying transform your existence into something they want to create. Your time and concerns matter. Regardless of how cyberbullies deal with their own personal or corporate issues, you make the choice to continue on the path you set out for yourself. Realize the more you get on with your life, the more discouraged they will be, because they will be less successful in causing havoc in your life. Perhaps they will consider finding some constructive ways to deal with their issues. Nevertheless, you must be alert at all times, seeking methods to protect not only your privacy, but your overall health from harassment and intimidation. Take a little time each day to learn new ways to spot their illegal, most time, intrusion, and add the security required to circumvent their behavior. Does this take up more of your time and energy that could be diverted on recovery? Absolutely. In my opinion, this is why tougher laws must be placed for both individuals and corporations who act adversely against people via cyberbullying. However, do not spend so much time on them that you are unable to concentrate on you. Because if you do, they win, and they have no power or control over you. So don't give them any. Be courageous and speak out on this issue. Do not be silent about the abuse. It only encourages this terrible behavior. There are strength in numbers, and each day this number is growing. By standing together, we can reduce this behavior. And techies keep looking for new ways to expose them. Edward Snowden has opened our eyes to activities regarding how information is being used. Exposing cyberbullies in the same way brings them out in the open and exposes unprofessional, ill-mannered behavior. Cyberbullying is not acceptable. Again, comments on the topic articles reviewed today are my opinion and have no association with the writer, unless, of course, it's Esther's Blog Tips. I will be making comments time to time. Our first one comes from stopbullying.gov. Some of the articles were pointed towards students, and today we're actually going to concentrate on those sections that are related more to adult cyberbullying, or they call it cyber stalking in some cases. Doesn't matter what age this is being done to you, it's definitely problematic, and there are laws in place to stop it. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today so that you know what your rights are and what you can do about it. It talks about, it says, quote, adults are facing the same types of cyberbullying. Since today's emphasis is on cyberbullying after a car accident, the issues quoted will primarily be parts that apply. Quote, cyberbullying is bullying that takes place using electronic technology. Electronic technology includes devices and equipment such as cell phones, computers, and tablets, as well as communication tools including social media sites, text messages, chat, and websites. Examples of cyberbullying include mean text messages or emails, rumors sent by emails or posted on social network sites, and embarrassing pictures, videos, websites, or fake profiles. And they're doing this not only to individuals, but companies also experience this. When injured people are being cyberbullied, they are often bullied in person as well, and that's the surveillance that you see. Additionally, these people who are cyberbullied have a harder time getting away from the behavior. Many times, not only even when you're in your home, they'll be peering through your windows, they'll be flashing lights on and off to let you know that they're watching you. They'll go by and really start playing music really loud past your home or driving back and forth. They'll come and make U-turns in front of your house so that you know that they're there. Dogs, they'll walk, their children, they'll ride bikes. I mean, the list of what they will do is endless. But I'm going to go on here. It says cyberbullying can happen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and reach a person even when he or she is alone. It can happen any time of the day or night. Cyberbullying messages and images can be posted anonymously and distributed quickly to a very wide audience. It can be difficult and sometimes impossible to trace the source. And I'd like to say, just because you see something out there doesn't mean that it's from the person you think it is. So that's the cover. You have to really make sure that getting to actual websites. And that's why HTTPS is so important to use when it's available. And I've noticed that more and more major online services are actually doing that. Deleting inappropriate or harassing messages, texts, and pictures is extremely difficult after they have been posted or sent. This is seen here. You cannot stop people from doing bad things. They're going to do things that are wrong. And you cannot be responsible or hold yourself responsible for the actions of others. Okay? Some people are mean and vindictive. They will do things that cause you problems just because they're unhappy. Don't take on their unhappiness. You just keep moving forward. If people really want to know who you are and what you're about, make sure you have a source out there for them to say, hey, this is where the real me is, and that's the key. Also make sure, though, that when you see this inappropriate stuff that they put out there, that you use it as documentation of their behavior. So print it or save it. It's very important for future use. Quote going on here. Phone cells and computers themselves are not the blame for cyberbullying. Social media sites can be used for positive activities like connecting people with friends and family for entertainment. But these tools can also be used to hurt other people. Whether done in person or through technology, the effects of bullying are similar. Injured who are cyberbullied are more likely to experience bullying in person, be unwilling to do outside activities, spending less for self-improvement and more time for self-protection, create lower self-esteem, make current health problems worse. So as you can see from just this list alone, cyberbullying has an adverse relationship on people who've been in a car accident by those who, in my opinion, are perpetrating this crime upon the individuals. And I would hope that our political leaders would see the issue that this has become and do something to protect those who've been injured in car accidents and are facing these adverse situations. And many times people are, they've been isolated. The more people that know and the more people that decide to stand up against it, the more difficult it will be for them, first of all, to be hidden, second of all, to actually perpetrate the crime. In my opinion, we need better laws to address cyberbullying of people injured in a car accident. Retaliation cannot be the repercussion for filing a disability claim. This type of terrorism is not acceptable. Injured people have the right to continue with their life without being harassed and intimidated. Our next article comes to us from ncpc.org. Cyberbullying can be auto insurances, employers, long-term disability insurances, employees, classmates, online acquaintances, and even anonymous users. But most often, they do know their victims. Keep in mind that cyberbullying may be happening on top of other victimizations. They may be experiencing harassment, stalking. Statistics from the National Crime Prevention Council, and that's the NCPC we were talking about earlier, 2010 Cyberbullying Prevention Research Study. And I pulled some. It's not the full one. You can make sure you can go out and take a look at it. Some of the items that were there included. Becomes withdrawn or shy. Shows signs of depression. Is extremely moody or agitated. Is anxious or overly stressed out. Shows signs of aggressive behavior. Social or behavioral things that are prevalent are suddenly stops using the computer, changes eating or sleeping habits, no longer wants to participate in activities once enjoyed, hurts self, attempts or threatens suicide, suddenly changes friends. And I want to stop here for just a moment. When you have people impacting others in such a negative way, one must stop and realize the more you can do to prevent what they're trying to put in, keep it out. In my opinion, you first realize that the things that are happening to you from someone else and not within you, and that within you, you have choices you can make to choose not to internalize their actions in ways that make them successful. Instead, choose ways to make you realize they've done something awful to me. I'm going to actually turn that negative into something positive. Instead of being shy and withdrawn, I'm just going to go out to my online friends and tell them about this experience that is happening to me. Instead of deciding not to go online, I'm going to actually make sure that I spend more time online, or I'm going to make sure I get enough rest, and I'm going to maybe read a book or try something else before I go to sleep. That you choose not to put them in the center of your life. Take their negative behaviors and use it in positive ways to not only support yourself, but support others who are going through it. It can be very simple things, as like going out and taking the disability surveillance survey that's out there and saying these are the things that you make it a positive thing that you can share and move it into places that make it constructive for you and help to move forward instead of to harm you. So thank you, the National Crime Prevention Council. Go out to their website, which is the www.ncpc.org, and take a look at their information. It's important at any age to get this stop. Anytime you have people out there hurting other people because they think they can, it's a problem. Our next article actually comes to us from WikiLeaks, and it gives us more of a legal definition of cyberbullying and talks about how there are laws against it. But the thing about laws is that the only way in which they work is if they're enforced. And if you don't have people to enforce them, you still have to do things to protect yourself. Quote, actions that use information and communication technologies to support deliberate, repeated, and hostile behavior by an individual or a group that is intended to harm another or others. Use of communication technologies for the intent of harming another person is also another definition. And the last one is use of internet service and mobile technologies such as web pages and discussion groups, as well as instant messaging, SMS texting, text messaging, with the intent of harming another person. And it gives examples, and I thought some of these are great. I'm going to go through them. It says examples of what constitutes cyberbullying include communication that seeks to intimidate, control, manipulate, put down, falsely discredit or humiliate the recipient. The actions are deliberate, repeated, and hostile behavior intended to harm another. And it also gives the National Crime Prevention a definition. It says, when the internet, cell phones, and other devices are used to send or post text or images intended to hurt or embarrass another person. Cyberbullying may be a person whom the target knows or an online stranger. A cyberbully may be anonymous and may solicit involvement of other people online who do not know the target, which is amazing. This is known as digital pile-on. Isn't that tragic? It talks about cyberbullying versus cyberstalking. It says, quote, the practice of cyberbullying is not limited to children, and while the behavior is identified by the same definition when practiced by adults, the distinction in age group sometimes refers to the abuse as cyber stalking or cyber harassment when perpetrated by adults toward adults. Common tactics used by cyber stalkers are performed in public forums, social media, and online information sites, and are intended to threaten a victim's earnings, employment, reputation, safety. So you can see there's a little bit of the transition, but to me, a lot of it is the same. It's trying to be hurtful to somebody, to harm them. Behaviors may include encouraging others to harass the victim and trying to affect a victim's online participation. Many cyberstalkers try to damage the reputation of their victim and turn other people against them. And they will also actually try to eliminate people from coming to your website, which I've noticed. They can divert people so that your numbers are lower than they actually are, so that you'll get discouraged. So they'll try many, many different things. The only thing I can say is do not give up and do not let them change your course of action. This is your life and your way. It is not their world. They do not own it. Well, they might. Some of them might own more than they should. But the essence of it is that you focus on you. The most important person in this equation, as I always say, is you. Make sure that the internal force is greater than any of the external forces you may face. And if they become overwhelming, make sure to seek help and to reach out. Do not become boxed in by these cyberbullies. Many of the programs I have out there, you'll find them helpful in being able to deal with a lot of these issues that might come up. Or at least give you ideas of how you might get to work through some of the stuff. Cyberstalking may include false accusations, monitoring, making threats, identity theft, damage to data or equipment, or gathering information in order to harass. A repeated pattern of such actions and harassment against a target by adult constitutes cyberstalking. Cyberstalking often features linked patterns of online and offline behavior. There are consequences of law in offline stalking and online stalking, and cyberstalkers can be put in jail. I'll repeat that. Cyberstalkers can be put in jail. Cyberstalking is a form of cyberbullying. We need to know that that can be done. The key is, one, will the police actually prosecute people? Because I think that's an issue. Can they be found? Probably hire a online cybersecurity specialist to be able to help you identify who these people are. The main thing is to know that you're not helpless and you're not in a box, and the things you can do. Actions such as repeated threats, sexual remarks, pejorative labels, i.e. that's hate speech, defamatory false accusations, ganging up on victims by making the person the subject of ridicule in online forums, hacking into or vandalizing sites about that person, and posting false statements as fact aimed at discrediting or humiliating a targeted person. Cyberbullying could be limited to posting rumors about a person on the internet with the intentions of bringing about hatred in others' minds or convincing others to dislike or participate in an online denigration of a target. It may go to the extent of personally identifying victims of crimes and publishing material severely defaming or humiliating them. In my opinion, all of these actions are evil. They're evil. They're mean. They're vicious. They have no redeeming value. And we go on. It says cyberbullies may disclose victims' personal data, i.e. their real names, home addresses, workplaces, schools, at websites or forums, or may use impersonations, creating fake accounts, comments, or site posting as their target for the purpose of publishing materials in their name that defames, discredits, or ridicules them. If you're looking for examples for Estra's blog tips on Blogger or at Estra's radio show, because it's important to know that there's a lot of harassment intimidation out there, and you want to make sure that you're actually looking at stuff that's really connected to them and not something that cyberbullies are putting out there. Let me go on here. Though not all cyberbullies use anonymity, text or instant messages and emails between friends can also be cyberbullying if what is said or displayed is hurtful to the participants. Some cyberbullies may also send threatening or harassing emails, instant messages, or texts to the victim. Others post rumors or gossip and instigate others to dislike and gang up on the target. Another thing they like to do is attempt to bury or accurate information about you and place false or fake links at the top of the search engine. So make sure that you're going to where you think you are, because there's a lot of redirects out there. A majority of states have laws that explicitly include electronic forms of communication within stalking or harassment laws. So basically what that's saying is it is against the law to be cyberbullying, stalking, or cyber harassment. You are not fair game for these people. Most law enforcement agencies have cybercrime units, and often internet stalking is treated with more seriousness than reports of physical stalking. My question is, do auto insurance, employers, long-term disability insurance companies get exclusions from prosecution for this behavior? And would it be investigated by law enforcement? Have you taken this route? Send me an email about your outcome. People who are being harassed and intimidated online, if they're not comfortable to take their concerns to law enforcement, where can they go? Who are they representing if they're not representing individuals? The National Crime Prevention Association lists tactics often used by cyberbullies. They pretend they are other people online to trick others, spread lies and rumors about victims, trick people into revealing personal information, send or forward mean text messages. So you can see this goes on and on. Process was repeated over and over and over again to the victims. people will say, I'm not a victim, I'm a survivor. Make sure that you're thinking, I am a survivor of this cyberbullying, and that I will overcome it by taking what they're doing for evil and turning it into something for good. I'll share this, I'll make it better for others. I'll use this to learn how to set more security options on my computer for this type of action in the future. Studies in the psychosocial effects of cyberspace have begun to monitor the impact cyberbullying may have on people and the consequences it may lead to. Consequences of cyberbullying are multifaceted and affect online and offline behaviors. However, the Journal of Psychosocial Research on Cyberspace Abstract reports critical impacts in almost all of the respondents, taking the form of lower self-esteem, loneliness, disillusionment, and distrust of people. The more extreme impacts were self-harm. I personally recommend taking the high road. It is bullies' actions which are causing you harm. Therefore, do not take upon yourself responsibility for their actions. Believe and trust in you. Continue to focus on personal recovery and restoration of your life. Do not give them your attention or anything that belongs to you, including self-respect and dignity. What comes around does go around, and you need not be there to see it. Be the best person you can. This is what really matters. It's you. The most current research in the field defines cyberbullying as an aggressive, intentional act or behavior that is carried out by a group or an individual repeatedly and over time against a person who cannot easily defend him or herself. And I guess that's by Smith and Sloan, 2007. This is really interesting, the fact that they would pick on people whom they felt could not easily defend themselves. What does that tell you about the people and their self-respect? They obviously don't have any if the only people they choose to intimidate are those people who they feel cannot protect themselves. To me, that's problematic. Well, stalking online has criminal consequences just as physical stalking. A target's understanding of why cyberstalking is happening is helpful to remedy and take protective actions to restore remedy. In other words, what they're saying is that a person who is actually being stalked has options and can take steps to restore their life back to the normality in which it was prior to being stalked. Cyberstalking is an extension of physical stalking. Among factors that motivate stalkers are envy, pathological obsession, professional or sexual, unemployment or failure with own job or life, intentions to intimidate and cause others to feel inferior. The stalker is delusional and believes he or she knows the target. The stalker wants to instill fear in a person to justify his or her status or company status. It could be, it doesn't have to be a person, it can be also a corporation, and believe that they can get away with it. I think that they're thinking might highly of themselves. Okay, it says the UK National Workplace Bullying Advice Line theorizes that bullies harass people in order to make up for inadequacies in their own life. So maybe they should stop maybe doing the cyberbullying and start doing something to make their lives better. Take their negative issues and turning it positive. Now, the U.S. federal cyberstalking law is designed to prosecute people for using electronic means to repeatedly harass and threaten someone online. Let me repeat this, because this is really one of the most important issues of this program today, is to let you know that there are U.S. federal cyberstalking laws designed to prosecute people for using electronic means to repeatedly harass and threaten someone online. And this is the reason why you must document it and why you must keep that information, so that when it comes to the point in time when you need to show what's been done to you, you can point and say, this is what's been going on. There are sources dedicated to assisting adults to deal with cyberbullying legally and effectively. One of the steps recommended is to record everything and contact police. Maybe you have more faith in police than I do, and maybe the police have shown you in past attempts that they will go ahead and operate in a fair and reasonable way. And I hope that that's what your experience has been. Quote, unquote, many cyberbullies pride themselves on no one knowing who they are, yet many do slip up, therefore document their actions. To me, that's very important. Common tactics used by cyber stalkers is to vandalize a search engine or encyclopedia to threaten a victim's earnings, employment, reputation, or safety. Various companies provide cases of cyber stalking, follow the pattern of repeated action against the target. While motives vary, whether romantic, a business conflict of interest, a personal dislike, the target is commonly someone whose life the stalker sees or senses elements lacking in his or her own life. Interesting. Web-based products or services leveraged against cyberstalkers in the harassment and defamation of their victims. In other words, that's great. Web-based products and services are interested in being a part of the solution, singling out those who are practicing cyberbullying, stalking, harassment. It's just very important to be able to get to the bottom of it. Take note how common this behavior is. It's almost as if it has become a new way of unfair fighting. Educate yourself, both personal and computer tools, to effectively reduce or eliminate being a target. Do not be defined by others. Do not be defined by cyber bullies, but by your own goals and dreams, because that's where the true happiness lies. Thanks for sharing part of your day with me. Remember to like Talking About You with Estra or Estra's Blog Tips on Facebook while looking at today's links. I want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, Musicians or Names of Songs, Force M, 5, Cal Red, Steerage, Linux Fleury, Us Over Water, Grow Sound, Mike Lee 75, Burt Kempfert, The Champ, Booker T and the MGS, B. Raga Bavari, Jamendo, and the articles which made our time more interesting. Make sure to visit their websites. Their links are out on my Facebook pages. Next week, our topic will be You and Entertainment with a Disability. Come talk and listen. So tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Talking About You with Esther on Block Talk Radio. Come talk, come listen. It's where you can be yourself and talk about your accident concerns. Also visit Estra's TV on YouTube under users Estra's blog every Wednesday for videos. Once again, thank you for joining me. Have a great day and remember to drive safely.